This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I. This morning on WCHL, Democrats in the North Carolina House and Senate are speaking out against revised environmental safety rules for fracking, signed into law this week by Governor Pat McCrory.
It was clear the sponsors of the bill wanted these particular regulations for air quality control in effect before the first licenses could be issued.
The number of high schoolers dropping out of school prior to graduation is down across the state and right here in our community. And sources close to the situation say former USC football player Ryan Hoffman has been flown back to the university to undergo further evaluation. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina women's tennis season is in full swing, and the Tar Heels remain undefeated, but the team has a big goal to chase this season. And
have you noticed that Larry Fedora has replaced his entire defensive staff?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, 51 degrees this morning. Didn't get quite as cold as we had expected, but it's a lot chillier than it was yesterday at this time, that's for sure. Mostly sunshine today, much cooler. Our high today only in the upper 50s. Now tonight, partly cloudy and the low in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon, and the high around 50 degrees. Democrats in the North Carolina House and Senate are speaking out against revised environmental safety rules for fracking, signed into law earlier this week by the governor. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
I believe the bill was way too rushed. I believe all of the fracking rules were way too rushed.
That's North Carolina Senator Mike Woodard of District 22, which includes Durham and Person counties. Woodard is one of 10 senators that voted against HB 157, which passed 39-10 on Monday night. According to Woodard, the bill was then whisked by special messenger to Governor Pat McCrory for his signature. It was done just in time for the issuing of fracking permits to take effect on Tuesday.
It was clear the sponsors of the bill wanted these particular regulations for air quality control in effect before the first licenses could be issued.
Woodard recalled that 3 years ago, fracking proponents promised tough environmental protections for North Carolina, the toughest fracking rules in the nation. Now, Democrats in the General Assembly complain that the rules provide inadequate protections against air and water pollution and accidents, and they're calling for a moratorium to be reinstated. Woodard spoke of some of the past efforts of himself and some fellow Democrats to keep the fracking drills away, at least for a while longer.
The four of us introduced bills to reinstitute the moratorium on fracking and to hold up implementation of the rules until we had more time with them.
Those legislators include Senator Valerie Fouché, representing Orange and Chatham, Representative Robert Reeds II of Chatham and Lee counties, and Representative Brad Salmon of Lee County. Back in February, Reeves and Salmon joined together to file the bill to disapprove Mining and Energy Commission oil and gas rules. At the time, Reeves said the rules don't go far enough and that they fail to provide adequate protections for drinking water. After Monday's vote by the Senate, Reeves told WCHL that he agrees with Woodard that allowing the state's Environmental Management Commission to forego creating air quality rules for fracking is a mistake.
We're telling the Environmental Management Commission, if you find that the normal state and federal regulations for air quality that govern all industries are adequate, then you don't have to adopt rules. And my problem is, I think for any of us, if you have to sit down and fashion and govern rules, I think you just naturally, I think just as human beings, put more sweat equity into making sure that we understand each issue that's before us and that we make sure those issues are taken care of.
Reeves said he's not necessarily against fracking if it could be done safely and county residents want it. Chatham residents, he added, generally don't. He said he's opposed to what he calls a rush process that takes decision-making power away from counties.
They're tough for people to understand why they can't decide what industries they want to have in their county. And if you think about it, any other business in the world, if your county decides it doesn't want to have that type of business in their county, then that's the end of the discussion. But suddenly for oil and gas, we've made an exception.
Six Democrats crossed the aisle to vote for the bill. They are Senator Angela Bryan of Rocky Mount, District 4. Senator Ben Clark of Rayford, District 21. Senator Joel D. M. Ford of Charlotte, District 38. Senator Jane W. Smith of Lumberton, District 13. Senator Erica Smith Ingram of Gaston, District 3. And Senator Joyce Waddell of Newell, District 40. Woodard shared this observation.
If you look where the shale land is, those senators and representatives are opposed to fracking. So it's people from other parts of the state who aren't in a fracking zone, who don't have any shale in their district, who are voting for this.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Sources close to the situation say former UNC football player Ryan Hoffman has been flown back to the university to undergo further evaluation. Carolina sent a private plane to bring Hoffman back from Florida, and he was expected to arrive yesterday afternoon. He will reportedly be going into university outpatient care. A New York Times story earlier this month brought to light that Hoffman was homeless down in Lakeland, Florida. The piece said that Hoffman has struggled with cognitive issues that keep him from holding a steady job, problems that he said stems from his years playing football in the late 90s. A second Time story alleged that Hoffman was second-guessing the decision to get help. Former teammates have been working to raise funds to help Hoffman receive the care that he needs at UNC. Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham recently told WCHL that there is an effort underway to bring Hoffman to Chapel Hill to be evaluated by Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the Sports-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Research Center at Carolina. UNC would not comment on the details of the situation when contacted yesterday. The number of high schoolers dropping out of school prior to graduation is down across the state and here in our community. That story and more coming up in a moment on WCHL. It's 6:12.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Recently, we were cited by Howe's, an independent internet site that has a lot of photographs and information for people who are looking for ideas for their homes, supplied by trades professionals, architects, designers, remodelers, who are contributing photographs and information to this site. We were recognized as Best of Howe's in 2014 for our service and recognition from our past customers. We're very happy and proud of that, along with our Angie's List Super Service Award for the past 4 years in a row. In large part, these awards can be attributed to the people who work for us, how they are dedicated to their trade, and very happy about what they do. That plus our ability to communicate with them and our customers is what makes it possible to win such awards. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purposes. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It's 6:15. The number of high school students who drop out of school prior to graduation is down across North Carolina and here in our community. WCHL's Blake Hodge has details.
The dropout rate in North Carolina public schools hit a record low for the 2013-2014 academic year, according to recently released data. The report from the State Board of Education and the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction states that during the last school year, 2.28% of high schoolers in the Tar Heel State dropped out of school. That's down nearly 7% from last year's record low. 19 students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School District dropped out. That's down from 23 in the prior year. Magda Parvey is the Assistant Superintendent for Instructional Services with Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools. She says they have not yet reached their goal.
Of course, we're always pleased and very excited when all of our efforts result in seeing actually a reduction in our dropout rates. So we're always pleased with that, and we're striving for it to be zero.
Parvi adds that a key to the dropout number coming down by over 50% over a five-year period is that the district is engaging directly with students and recognizing the issues that they're dealing with.
Honestly, we've been paying attention to it. We've been looking at how our students are performing. We started having different conversations with our counselors about our students. So just really paying attention to it. I would say the same is true about our behavior, our discipline data. We've been paying attention to it and asking questions and paying attention to our students and looking at how we teach students.
To accomplish the goal of reaching that zero students dropping out, Parvi says they need to work together to understand where obstacles are presenting themselves for the individual students who are considering dropping out.
Our next step is to continue to have conversations with our counselors. Our counselors work really hard, and they have a lot that they are managing at schools. But being able to have conversations about conversations that they're having with students, and when students feel that the school system or the school is failing them, what do we offer? What do we suggest? How do we communicate with families?
And she adds that it will be paramount for the school to engage those individual students, reaching them on a personal level to let them know that their education is important.
It's easy for teenagers to feel disenfranchised and feel like school is not for them, especially when they feel like the information is just being given to them, but they don't see how it relates to their future. As a district, we really believe in a growth mindset and that all students can learn, and that, yes, students learn differently, but all children can be successful, and intelligence is not fixed.
Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
North Carolina high school students with strong grades could receive free community college tuition in a bill that's cleared its first legislative hurdle. A House Committee on Community College Matters on Tuesday recommended the high-achieving tuition scholarship program, which would start in the fall of 2016. Students with at least a 3.5 grade point average would receive tuition for up to 16 credit hours for up to four semesters, provided they meet certain standards in community college. Bill primary sponsor, Representative Jeffrey Elmore of North Wilkesboro, says the program would give students more flexibility in higher education. He says community college may be a good fit for some students. The bill, now heading to another committee, envisions spending $2 million in the first year of the program's existence. Now, time to take a look at your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic right now. No problems to report that we know about. We have Nikki Morse in the newsroom right now working hard on a number of things. And one of the things she's doing is keeping an eye on traffic. And she'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. If you need to call, you can call the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. We love Road Warriors. Now, the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine right here in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Landscape Logic. It is 51 degrees right now. Not quite as cool as we had expected overnight, but 51, a lot cooler than yesterday. And the temperatures are going to stay fairly steady throughout the day. Mostly sunshine, but much cooler with a high only in the upper 50s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and then even more clouds after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of rain probably in the afternoon, and the high of about 50 degrees. Landscape Logic. Are you overwhelmed or unsure about where to start with your landscaping? Call the pros at Landscape Logic. Now scheduling spring cleanup, mulching, and weekly maintenance programs. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs. Go online at landscapelogicnc.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and today we start with the outstanding women's tennis team at Carolina. UNC women's tennis team is in full swing, and the Tar Heels are still undefeated, but the team has a mighty big goal to chase this season. WCHL's Kyla McCoy reports.
The Tar Heels have earned their title as the top women's team program in the nation after winning its second national team indoor championship in the last 3 years. Sophomore Jamie Loeb talks about what it means to win that title and how the Tar Heels will transition into the outdoor season.
It's a great accomplishment, and I think, you know, we've been working hard, and We've set a lot of goals, and obviously that was one of them, and it was just a great moment. I mean, I know I had even chances in my match to close it out, but we all have each other's backs, and it was just a great moment.
Last year, the Tar Heels came up short to the Blue Devils in the quarterfinals of the national tournament. Loeb says the team energy going into this year's tournament helped the team come out on top.
All the returning players kind of came in, and I felt a vibe that a lot of them were kind of scared to be great in a way and to win again as much as we wanted to. And I think this year we came out like with no pressure and kind of just like played to win and nothing to lose.
Loeb says she has specific goals she'd like to reach this season, and she has a plan to get there.
To get in the best shape I can possibly be in, and I'm still working on that, and just, you know, on court making smart decisions and not giving away any free points, and also like mentally just like believing in myself and my ability and not doubting myself.
What's the difference between this year's team and last year's squad?
I think a lot of it comes down to like everyone staying healthy and mentally, like, you know, staying strong and not showing any sign of weakness. I think, you know, obviously last year it was a great run and we did extremely well.
Carolina has had a staggering 7 players ranked in singles this season, with Jamie Loeb at number 8, followed by number 14 Haley Carter and number 16 Caroline Price.
A lot of times throughout last year we were focusing on the end result and we were so close to it, but I think this year we're taking a little different approach, but for the most part just make sure that we take care of our bodies.
UNC will play a home match Friday against Syracuse at 2:30 p.m. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A relentless offensive attack on the UNC pitchers in the early innings yesterday was enough for the Davidson Wildcats to hold on in the ninth inning for an exciting 12-11 win over the 22nd-ranked Tar Heels, sending Coach Mike Fox's team to its 5th loss in the last 7 games. And an overall record of 12-8, Davidson continues to head in the opposite direction, improving to 10-5 and earning their 5th win in the last 6 times out. 9 runs over the last 3 innings of the game pulled the Tar Heels to within 1 after being left for dead in a 10-run hole at one point. Standing in at the plate with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the game on the line was freshman shortstop Logan Wormuth, who had already hit a home run earlier in the game. A leaping grab by Davidson outfielder Ty Middlebrooks robbed Wormuth from capping off a rally for the ages.
All I could do is just get the ball in play and just hope the best happened. I mean, obviously it didn't, but yeah, we kept on battling the whole game, which really shows what this team's about.
Coach Mike Fox was glad his team fought back from such a large deficit, but he says, quite frankly, he needs better efforts from his midweek starters and bullpen pitchers in order to prevent these situations from happening.
I get somebody that can start a game in the middle of the week and give us some innings. I mean, some of those other guys have got to step up and give us more than 2 innings, or we're going to fight like that, you know, every midweek game.
As upset as he was with his team's pitching and defense early on, Coach Fox also says that baseball is just a game where the smallest things can affect the outcome. He's happy the way his team fought back.
You know, it's a crazy game. I've seen some crazy things happen on the field, and that would have been something. That ball would have gone out or gone off the wall, we'd have won right there. Probably wouldn't have deserved to, but yeah, I give our kids credit for battling.
Next on the schedule with the Tar Heels is another ACC road trip. This time it's off to Atlanta, where Georgia Tech will host UNC for a 3-game series beginning on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. North Carolina has hired Trace Scott as its defensive line coach, completing an overhaul of its defensive coaching staff. Scott spent a couple of seasons as line coach at UT Martin in the championship subdivision ranks. He'd worked as a graduate assistant at Mississippi, Arkansas State, and Arkansas Tech. Scott's hiring completes the defensive staff. Coach Larry Fedora also hired former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik as his defensive coordinator. Former Nebraska defensive coordinator John Papuchis as linebackers coach, and Cornhuskers assistant Charlton Warren as defensive backs coach. 625 at WCHL.
It's a stupendous place. Sort of an endless sea, a sea that can now be sailed upon by the likes of you and me, or sent by us, just as once our boats with sails unfurled captured the wind and took us where we'd never been and showed us another world. Coming up, our colleague John Blackstone with a secret for you to keep. It is a tale of a spaceship sail that's not only deep, but cheap.
Launched on a conventional rocket, the satellite will eventually be powered only by sunlight hitting a Mylar sail.
the story after this. If you're looking forward to a tax refund, so are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from people just like you. Once an identity thief gets hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity, even your life savings, is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. It provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if you're filing taxes this year, especially online, do what I did and get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 or visit LifeLock.com and use my last name, Osgood, to save 10%. That's 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. As promised, here is John Blackstone.
In a laboratory, time-lapse video shows a tiny satellite opening a huge sail that could carry it deep into space. The spacecraft was not developed by NASA, but a nonprofit group of private citizens, the Planetary Society. Jennifer Vaughn is chief operating officer.
Our mission is to empower citizens to do things in space.
The Planetary Society raised $4.5 million to build LightSail.
Not expensive as such things go. It does take patience.
Although solar sailing isn't necessarily fast when you get started, it's constant and never stops. You can actually build up the speed that you need to escape our solar system.
Into outer space in something smaller than a breadbox. In fact, you could put several in a breadbox.
LightSail's mission is made possible by a new generation of small, relatively inexpensive spacecraft called CubeSats, about the size of a loaf of bread.
LightSail's test flight in early May will only last a few weeks, says John Blackstone.
But eventually, LightSail could do what sailing ships once did on Earth, enable exploration of distant and mysterious places.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Sammy Martin of Franklin Street Realty, and you're not Kit.
No, I'm James Blackburn.
James, at Franklin Street, we often ask, why would you call anyone else? Expound on that, please.
Well, if I wanted a pizza, I'd call Pepper's, not Franklin Street Realty.
James, Pepper's is closed.
I know, but it was good pizza. Similarly, if I wanted a haircut, I would call a hairdresser.
But you don't have much hair left, and it's obvious that's not what I'm talking about.
I know. If I wanted to buy or sell a house, I would definitely call Franklin Street Realty.
There we are. Why?
Because I want to work with people like me.
Overly tall, overweight people with a funny accent?
The only thing funny about my accent is after living here for 24 years, I'm starting to sound a bit like y'all.
That's y'all.
I mean, I want to work with realtors who don't wear name tags, blazers, or button-downs. Genuine, friendly people who are comfortable in jeans, who aren't afraid to get dirty, and will crawl under a house, who will work on the weekends, who will answer the phone after hours.
Who are connected to the community?
That helps.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadman's.
Breadman's on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out to smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Honda of South Point. It is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. A lot cooler. Our high today only in the upper 50s, so it's not quite as cold as we had expected it to get overnight, but it's not going to warm up very much today as well. Our temperatures are going to be fairly steady all day. Again, probably lower than 60. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low about 38 degrees. Tomorrow, a cloudy day with a chance of rain, particularly in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, about 50 degrees. And now a word from Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. And a discovery was made before a piece of mail ever got to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Secret Service says an envelope addressed to the White House was received on Monday at a facility far from the White House, a screening facility where all White House mail is screened.
And, says correspondent Susan McGinnis,
this envelope was found to contain what's described as a milky substance inside a container. That substance was tested. It was initially found to be negative, and then subsequent testing revealed that it did test positive for cyanide.
Now more testing will take place.
The investigation is continuing. There's no word yet from the Secret Service on the origins of this letter or motive for this letter, and no word yet if any mail handlers or others may have been exposed to this cyanide.
But the Intercept website, which initially reported the existence of the letter, says it had the return address of a man who sent a number of packages to the White House going back 20 years. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:32. We have 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. Fracking is in the discussion for our State House and Senate. All that story again coming up at the top of the hour on WCHL. And Ryan Hopman, a former Carolina football player, is in trouble. He has been found homeless in Florida, and word is that he's been flown back to Chapel Hill, where folks are trying to help him. And other stories this morning, our transit future will hold a meeting this afternoon discussing the results of their environmental studies concerning the Durham-Orange Light Rail Transit Project. Presentations will be made at 4:15, 5:15, and 6:15, with project staff available for questions before and after each session. The data that's presented and public comments received will be used in several key decisions to determine the recommended alignment alternative. The meeting today will be at the Friday Center at UNC, and actually off Highway 54. Another meeting will be held at the Durham Station Transportation Center on Thursday night. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack will be at the presentation today at the Friday Center, and we'll have a full report for WCHL and on chapelborough.com. The Chapel Hill Town Council will meet tonight to discuss how to fund recycling programs as well as a potential bond referendum. The Solid Waste Advisory Group has proposed two funding options that would allow the towns and county to collaborate on recycling and garbage disposal. But local governments need to decide quickly if they're on board with the plan to meet the April 1st deadline to include the new fees in next year's budget planning. The council will also continue discussing a possible bond referendum that could appear on November's ballot. The work session will begin at 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. North Carolina's latest jobs report shows very little change. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has some numbers for you.
North Carolina's unemployment rate held steady in January, according to the State Department of Commerce and Labor. The rate has remained at 5.4% since December, lower than the national average of 5.7%. The leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, and construction industries saw the largest gains, adding a total of 11,400 new jobs. Trade, transportation, utilities, and government saw the largest losses, 13,700 altogether. Overall, North Carolina's January unemployment rate was 1.2 percentage points lower than a year ago. January's numbers are seasonally adjusted. County unemployment data will be released next week. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
North Carolina's two U.S. senators say they remain opposed to confirming Greensboro native Loretta Lynch as Attorney General after a meeting with state NAACP leaders and other advocates from their home state. Senators Richard Burr and Tom Tillis said in a release they met Tuesday with the North Carolina residents visiting Washington and seeking to change their minds. They call the meeting, quoting here, a thoughtful, thorough conversation, and they say they're grateful the group came to the nation's capital. The two senators said late last month they would not
support Lynch, the U.S. attorney for Eastern New York. They both cited in part pending elections law litigation by the Justice Department against the state that they believe will continue under Lynch if she's confirmed. State lawmakers hope they can pass legislation quickly so many eastern North Carolina consumers can pay less for electricity starting around the end of the year. House and Senate members filed measures yesterday related to last summer's announcement that Duke Energy Progress would purchase the generating capacity managed by Electricities comprised of 32 eastern towns and cities. The deal would mean debt owed by municipalities through a regional power agency would fall by 70%, but legislation is needed so the agency can issue new bonds because the $1.2 billion price tag in the deal isn't enough to cover the entire cost. Chief Senate bill sponsor Buck Newton of Wilson says municipal customers may see lower electric bills late next fall or early next winter. The top advocate of North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's request for more money for state business incentives is facing skepticism from Senate Republicans who believe lower tax rates is the better way to attract companies. Commerce Secretary John Scafarla spoke on Tuesday at a Senate Finance Committee meeting. He's backing a plan the House approved 2 weeks ago to increase the cap on job development investment grant program awards by $15 million. It also would include $20 million to help improve infrastructure like water, sewer, and gas lines. Senator Bob Rucho of Matthews suggested to Scafarla lowering rates is the better way for job creation without incentives. Scafarla says an improved tax climate is important because North Carolina can't compete right now with other states because it's out of grant program funds. And news around town this morning, UNC's Process Series continues on Friday and Saturday with a show called Cristo Negro Diablo Blanco, based on the rhythms and culture of Panama. It's by Pierce Freelon, the co-founder of Beat Making Lab, along with American artists Harrison Chicas and Saul Flores, and Panamanian artist brothers Gustavo and Jairo Esquina. Shows will be at 8 p.m. in Studio 6 at Swain Hall on the UNC campus. For more on the show, you can visit processseries.org. And you might want to know that with all the voting counted now, the town of Hillsborough came in third in Budget Travel's 2015 America's Coolest Small Towns Contest. Grand Marais, Minnesota came in first, but Hillsborough will get a write-up in Budget Travel magazine for placing in the top 10. Hillsborough was actually leading in the competition for a while. And Hillsborough's Riverwalk also came in third in the Great Greenway Contest, part of a statewide awards program called Great Places in North Carolina. That contest was sponsored by the state chapter of the American Planning Association. WCHL News Time is 6:38. You can get all of our news around town stories on our website at chapelborough.com, along with a litany of other stories and all kinds of things there on our website, photo galleries, you name it. Nikki Morse will talk more about that coming up next hour here on WCHL. Coming up next, Wes Hare has today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
I am a classic Williamsburg colonial home, as you can see from my historic plaque, where you can just imagine my horror when an electrical fire started in my kitchen. I survived the war, not to mention the avocado green kitchen renovation of 1975. I am not going down because of a toaster malfunction.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Got a big idea for your small business? Durham Tech Small Business Center offers a series of free seminars and low-cost courses in Durham and Orange counties, designed to help you get started or help your existing company grow. Learn about writing business plans, dealing with finances and legal issues, even handling marketing and operations. To see a schedule of all available courses and to sign up, go to durhamtech.edu and search Small Business Center and get ready to do great things.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Well, everything is all right with the world if you're just waking up this morning. Everything is copacetic.
Copacetic.
There's a Wayne Pond word for today.
At least eight letters.
Yeah.
I think.
I've always liked that word. I don't know what it is about that word, but I've always liked it. There are two words that I've always liked.
Two? Only two?
Copacetic.
Uh-huh.
And indubitably.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Flow off the tongue real easily.
Just words that, you know, stick in my mind for some reason. So.
You know, anytime I hear that word indubitably,
yeah,
it reminds me of, I think it was a Schoolhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 70s, and indubitably. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
No, not at all.
I don't think
God.
So.
Somebody out there has to know what I'm talking about.
Oh, without a doubt. Somebody
does.
See what I did there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, Nikki. Would you? I got a novel idea today.
Do you?
Just to do something different.
Okay.
Why don't you take a look at traffic in just a few minutes?
Can you call that different?
Would you mind?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can call it different. I can call it copacetic. I can call it whatever I want. Once. Then I might not have a job anymore if I call it certain things.
Yeah.
So, at any rate.
I'll be around.
Yeah, I'll be around. Purvis Jackson Jr. and the Spinners. A little Motown for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
641, and we have 51 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. We are in March Madness, and I'm still hopeful like a whole lot of fans. In this same month, I'm remembering how lucky I am and a blessed white man of privilege in our violent and racist culture as we recall Selma 50 years ago. I think of myself as a grade B-minus activist and believe that I'm even more blessed by connections with grade A activists. I've been arrested a few times, but yet to spend the night behind bars. Now I'm recognizing and honoring a grade A activist who has been behind bars many nights in this struggle against racism, militarism, and materialism. Patrick O'Neill, Patty, in this season of St. Patrick's Day. Patrick and several local raging grannies were in Selma, and he carried a white sign reading, "I'm sorry." His picture and sign was in the L.A. Times as he stood in front of the Edmund Pettus Bridge at Selma with a group of remembering marchers. When asked by a reporter why he was sorry, O'Neill said, "I thought because I'm a white guy, it might be self-explanatory." He stood on the bridge and had a lot of conversation with African Americans. "I stood on the spot where people were beaten, nonviolent people," said O'Neill, 58 years old. "I said to myself, I'm a white man of privilege in this country, and so much is still the same." He said that North Carolina is facing many of the same challenges as the rest of the nation, such as the disenfranchisement of black men through mass incarceration. "I feel I need to accept responsibility for my privilege as a white male," said O'Neill. "I didn't want to make it complicated, just two words of repentance." My friend Patrick and his fine family live at the Father Charles Mulholland Catholic Worker House in Garner. He was a writer some years ago with the Chapel Hill News. Good on you, Patrick. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina is in Jacksonville, Florida, preparing for tomorrow's 7:20 matchup with Harvard in the round of 64 of the NCAA tournament. The Tar Heels are the number 4 seed in the West. Is that about where head coach Roy Williams thought his team would be?
I never try to decide where we're going to be at any point in the year. I really don't. I just try to go to work every day and do the best we can and try to improve and at the end look back and say, okay, we did pretty well. I never try to say, okay, 24-11 or 25-10. I never do that kind of thing.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Carolina enters the NCAA tournament after some very solid play on a run to the ACC championship game a week ago in Greensboro.
We really had some good stretches in all of those games. We really had some good stretches there that can overcome some of the poor stretches. You know, during the course of a game, I think this team probably has a wider peaks and valleys of any team maybe I've ever had during one game. But I was really pleased with a lot of the things we did up there, and I think that should have given our guys even a little more positive feelings.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
In today's modern galaxy, Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions is redesigning homes for the modern family. Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, the goal is to make your space match your lifestyle by optimizing your existing space and reorganizing wisely. Just imagine the difference a wall could make. Removing a wall, that is. It could uncramp a room, brighten your space, save time, improve communication, boost family togetherness, maybe even save the Galactic Republic.
The possibilities are endless.
Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions bring your modern family into today's modern galaxy. No Jedi mind tricks needed. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers. Good to go.
Alrighty then, it's time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Nikki Morse, what do we have as far as the traffic situation is concerned?
Well, not a lot, which is good news. Northbound Fordham Boulevard is still in good shape heading towards Manning Drive. 40 eastbound, also a clear shot if you're heading towards RTP from Highway 86 all the way out to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Wow, that was short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
No news is good news.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fill up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, it's 51 degrees in Chapel Hill. Not quite as cold as we thought it would be, but still a little bit on the chilly side. The weather forecast brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It's going to be mostly sunshine today. Much cooler. Our high today remaining in the upper 50s. That's about as warm as we're going to get. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming even more cloudy after midnight. Our overnight low around 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, chance of rain probably in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow about 50 degrees. So a little bit cooler even tomorrow. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza. That's on Elliott Road, and it's right now.
next door to Whole Foods, Grimble Jewelers. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a bunch of those. Charlie Pride, country singer, 81 years old today. Pretty much known as the first famous African-American country artist, Charlie Pride. Kiss an Angel, good morning. He did a good song. Nobel Peace Laureate and former South African President F.W. de Klerk is 79. Singer Irene Cara, who did Flashdance, 56 years old today. Actor Jeffrey Owens is 54. Actor Thomas Ian Griffiths is 53. Singer-songwriter James McMurtry, 53. Singer-actress Vanessa Williams, 52. Let's see here. Jerry Cantrell of a group called Alice in Chains, 49 years old today. Actor Michael Bergen is 46. Queen Latifah. Everybody knows Queen Latifah. She's 45 years old today. Actor comedian Dane Cook turns 43. And Adam Levine. Everybody sees him on The Voice on TV. And, of course, he is the lead singer of Maroon 5. Adam Levine is 36 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Jefferson Cates has a birthday today, as does Greg Humphreys and Joe Nanny. Also, Zach Godwin, who used to work at chapelboro.com, our website. Zach Godwin has a birthday today as well. So, happy birthday to you all. All right, time now for trivia. One more time on WCHL. This is Rod Stutz along with the incredibly handsome Freddie Kiger. Yeah, I'm going to see Jamie Bryan today and get my eyes checked.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, every morning I drag in there, look in the mirror, just go, this is what I'm working with.
You sometimes scare yourself when you walk by a mirror. You look over there and you're, gosh, who is that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, my mom used to look at me when, you know, it's a joke. She'd go, oh, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Because, baby, look at you now. I know what you mean.
Thanks, Mom. And it's your gene pool.
And if your mom doesn't think you're beautiful, then you probably aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Was it fell out of the ugly tree and hit all the branches?
Yeah. Well, perfect face for radio, just like me, buddy.
Yep.
Well, go ahead. We got a trivia question today?
Yes, from the category Car Talk.
Car Talk.
Car Talk.
Okay.
What do we call the part of a car that the British call the boot?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
What do we call the part of the car in America that the British call the boot?
People in Virginia also say this, and in certain parts of northeastern North Carolina, they also say this.
A lot of English, early English history.
And that's why.
And that's where they have the out and about and around the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoity-toity.
First time I heard it, I was in Lewisburg, North Carolina.
See, there you go.
Renting a house from this older woman who talked like that, and I didn't know what the heck she was talking about.
Go on out the house. Hey, to what?
Call right now if you know the answer to that.
919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Doug Guild, and Doug just happens to be the coach of the Chapel Hill High School fencing team. And, Doug, those guys had a pretty good season, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They won the state championship.
They also wanted to nominate you as today's WCHL hometown hero because you're such a great coach. You won the states three times in the past 4 years. The kids not only learn from you, but you also help them in so many ways beyond their days in high school.
I try whenever the need arises. I remember what it was like being that age. It's a pretty turbulent time.
You also are an environmental consultant. I happen to know you as a musician. Obviously, you have a passion for teaching these kids. And what gets you so motivated to go out and coach on a regular basis?
I started fencing when I was a freshman in high school a couple of years ago. That's actually what brought me to Chapel Hill, was the fencing team at Carolina. It's a great sport. It's one of the oldest Olympic sports, and the neat thing about it is you can't let any part of you be slack when you're on the strip. It's equal parts mental and physical.
What made you decide to become a coach?
There was a high school fencing league, and I was friends with some of the other coaches, including Walter Triplett, who also fenced at Carolina and who runs a fencing equipment company. And I guess they encouraged me to get something going in Chapel Hill. So I initially started being at East, and we actually won a couple state championships. There was a teacher there, Joe Walker, who also fenced at Carolina. And I had a couple students that were coming up and becoming freshmen at Chapel Hill
High. So it was an opportunity for me to turn that over to him and then go over to Chapel Hill High and start the team there. It worked out.
A lot of people will say, I get more out of it than the kids get out of it.
Absolutely. It's very rewarding to see them do well. And, you know, I've got two kids, two former students on the team at Carolina right now. One that's graduating this year, May, I guess, and the other one who's just finishing up his freshman year. But it's great. The kids come back after they go off and become successful in college and beyond, and it's just very rewarding.
Well, I understand they come back to Fence Club with you, and they help you judge tournaments as well.
Exactly. Yeah, they're some of the best directors that we've got.
Doug, I want to thank you for doing what you do for the kids, and I know you're busy already. You also happen to have a band playing all over the place, so congratulations for all your musical abilities, but also thank you so much for helping out with the kids.
Well, thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it.
Doug Guild is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, the phones have all been ringing off the hook, and I couldn't even answer all the calls.
Well, Freddie, when you're talking about the boot of your car...
Are we talking about...
You're talking about
the boat,
house.
The house.
And you're talking about the trunk.
Correct.
Yeah, I was saying a while ago, I never heard that. I was living in Lewisburg, North Carolina, working at a radio station there.
Yeah.
When I first got out of college and stuff, and this older woman who was originally, originally from Virginia, I was moving in, and she was talking about getting something out of the boot of my car. And I'm going,
What
are you talking about? I had no idea what she was talking about.
Yeah, Tidewater, Virginia, northeastern North Carolina, a lot of that, you know, early English history, if you will. Yep, it's obviously the trunk. Mm-hmm. And there's many. I mean, there's so many terms or the terminology between American and British for the parts for a car. For example, the battery, our battery is an accumulator.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the accumulator in the UK. Our hood is their bonnet.
Uh-huh.
Our generator is their dynamo. Our hubcap, their nave plate.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little embarrassed if somebody came in, hey, you lost your nave plate.
Yeah, I think.
It's out there
isn't
laying
that a little
by
personal?
The road. Hey, is that an innie or an outie nave plate?
That's great. Isn't it great that we got people here from all over the world, literally?
That's what makes living in Chapel Hill so fantastic.
And they all... speak a little differently, look a little differently. It's really cool.
Viva la différence.
Exactly, right. And you know what? When you get down to it, the bottom line is we're more alike than we are different.
We're all, last time I checked, part of the human race.
At least I like to think so.
Yep.
Some days I wonder.
We've managed to do kind of crazy things. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, thank you very much for all the phone calls. All the phones were ringing off the hook, all the lines, and I could not get to them all. I apologize for that. Thank you for calling in. I hope you will try again. The very first correct caller was Paul Desair, who knew the answer right away, as did a lot of other folks. He just got in here more quickly on the phone. Paul Desair, our winner today, he gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and... Freddie, we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Find the Triangle's best secondhand goods at the 53rd annual Chapel of the Cross ABC sale. But first, our attic, basement, and closet sale depends on your donations. Drop your donations in the circle at the Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street now through Thursday. Bring your treasures, gently used clothing, furniture you no longer need, and all those wonderful eccentric items that make the ABC sale one of the most popular events of the year in Chapel Hill. Visit thechapelofthecross.org for details.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
I love Ronstadt's. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Talk about starting off the day on a positive note. I guess you just don't know me well enough. Hey, listen, the Chapel Hill Cumberland weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, to be exact. More on them in just a moment here. It's actually going to be a fairly nice day today. It is 51 degrees right now, mostly sunshine today. A lot cooler, high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy and then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our overnight low about 38. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day all the way around, a chance of rain more likely in the afternoon than any other time, and the high tomorrow about 50 degrees. So a little bit cooler still coming up tomorrow. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's